I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
So great to be here with you today. This is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome to Dare to Dream. So many fun things going on. Summer is absolutely my favorite season, always has been. Just reminds me of a lot of light, right, from beginning of morning till end of the evening. It reminds me it's warm enough and you don't have to wear a lot of layers. It reminds me of cut grass and roses from growing up back in New York. That's what I always smelled. And definitely growing up back in New York and having time off for school was huge. June through, mid-September was just the best. Freedom. Freedom's a big word in my space. So I am very excited. I feel like my energy is ramped up right now. So many things I'm getting behind as far as dreams and fun. As far as dreams go, y'all have been hearing about anthology book called I Am Still Here. And it's happening. Yep. I got these amazing authors from all walks of life who I am coaching through this and starting to write their chapters. So it has just begun. And I'm very excited. I can't wait to finish and launch this book, which of course is down the road, but the journey so far is super exciting. I recently had this name reading. Somebody has been on the show before, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who's incredibly gifted, and I got so much out of that reading. It was really phenomenal. And one of the things she talked about, of course, was more fun, more play. Big shocker, right? Because working's easy for me, but for me, it's actually more about the chill. So yeah, I went to see Tchaikovsky, LA Philharmonic. Dudamel was conducting, and that was at the Hollywood Bowl with fireworks. What a night. So my friend and I went, we had wine and a picnic, an extraordinary evening with the LA Philharmonic playing Tchaikovsky. Loved it. Some things I like to put on my bucket list to get together with some friends is I'd like to go to Mount Shasta. Never been. Feel drawn. And sometime here in Hollywood / Beverly Hills, there's a place called Chateau Marmont, where I've never been. I understand it's super fun, and I understand you can go and see celeb sightings if you're sitting and having a meal or something in the bar. So that's something I want to arrange in the next month for my fun bucket list. What's on your fun bucket list? And I just want to remind you today, it's been wonderful to have you, listener, you, I'm talking to you. It's been wonderful from my heart to yours to have you with us on the 11 plus years that Dare to Dream has been broadcast on air, all of us together, discovering how to use the energy of attraction to create a happy, healthy, productive, and spiritual life. I sincerely hope that these shows, live and replays, have been illuminating and enriching for you. So from me to you, today's reminder is about manifesting the power to create peace in the world. Peace in the world. Desiring peace for all is a big desire, yeah? And we each create that influence of peace most effectively when we generate desire from our infinite, unbounded self. And from that unlimited consciousness of peace and stillness, we can choose to simply radiate peace and joy from our being through and into the consciousness of every other being. I hope you're feeling that from me now. So remember, you create peace by being the peace that is in actuality your deepest self. So I share this thought for today. My presence creates peace. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of creative alternatives for responding to conflict. That's a quote from Dorothy Thompson. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of creative alternatives for responding to conflict. When we come back, Gunther Mueller is here. He's a physician liaison who educates physicians and people how to age healthier, live happier through hormone balance. He is known as the vibrant health guru, how to feel young, healthy, and vibrant. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question, and it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity, which when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life? When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger. My guest today is Gunther Mueller, who has spent the last decade working with over 250 medical professionals, assisting them to bring life-changing therapies to help their patients feel young, healthy, and vibrant. He's got a show. It's called Vibrant Health Gurus. It's a weekly radio show that broadcasts on 94.3 KNews out of Palm Springs. I've been on the show, so if you want to hear us together and hear his show, go to that website, 94.3 KNEWS. It's a great show. He really does a good service. And he's reaching 25,000 listeners. Gunther interviews experts on his show who are radically changing people's health destiny. Everything from cardiologists, OBGYNs, family, practice doctors, to authors, inventors, and key opinion leaders. And Gunther, you'll hear how smart he is and how articulate. He delivers the education of complex information in very simple, easy to comprehend conversations, and it really inspires people to take their own health care into their own hands, take charge. And since 1997, Gunther is co-owner of Preventative Medicine Centers in Palm Springs. And his dream is to help billions of people get the education about how their bodies function so they can age and feel terrific in optimal, healthier ways. You can find his website, vibranthealthgurus.com. Gunther, welcome to Dare to Dream.
Wow, Debbie, thank you for that introduction. It's a privilege and an honor to be here, so thanks for having me on with you today.
And I want to clear one thing up because it says co-owner of Preventative Medicine Centers in Palm Springs, but in fact, because this is going out through the country and so forth, don't you own more centers?
I am a co-owner also in a place called Get Well Scottsdale, which is in Scottsdale, Arizona. I have a different partner there, and it's also Preventive Medicine Centers, so everybody likes to say preventative. Yeah, and you can find that place at hormonedoc.com. That's our website there, and you can find Get Well Scottsdale at getwellscottsdale.com. So very similar practices, really doing the same kind of evidence-based medicine that I'm sure we're going to talk about here.
Yeah, so I love that because a lot of people out there may say evidence-based, sounds scientific, researchy. What is it? Talk about the work that you do and that preventive medical clinics offer.
All right, so I'll give you the big picture. In our world today, medicine is informed by big pharmaceutical companies. So if you're a doctor going to medical school, you're being taught and told what to do with the backing of big pharma in this country. And what we've come to, and you can watch television at night and see all the commercials, right? You get 15 seconds of the benefit and 45 seconds of all the potential side effects associated with FDA-approved drugs. And that is what physicians today have been programmed or taught to do. So if you have a symptom, you're going to get prescribed a pill. And because it's synthetic and it's not natural to the body, that's what generally creates the side effects. But what I do in my career, and it hasn't been quite a decade, it's been just about 6 or 7 years that I've been doing that. And, I train physicians on how to look at over 75, and now it's 80 years of peer-reviewed medical literature from all over the world that is showing us that if we optimize our hormones a little bit earlier in life, rather than waiting till later in life when we get diagnosed with things like prostate cancer and breast cancer and Alzheimer's and osteoporosis and heart disease, if we were to do something maybe in our 30s and 40s before our body degrades to the point where it's expressing such symptoms, we would age healthier, live happier, and really enjoy those golden years. And this is natural. This is natural to our body. We're not using anything that our body doesn't already produce. And therefore, we don't have the side effect profile of a lot of these synthetic drugs. And most people ask, well, if the natural is available, why do we use synthetics? It's because we cannot patent anything that is in nature, and we cannot patent anything that the human body produces. So therefore, in order for drug companies and things like that to make billions of dollars in profits, they have to change the molecular structure, they have to invent something that's synthetic that they can patent and then sell to the culture.
Wow. So we're living in the midst of this. Something's wrong, take a pill. We're not handling it in our 30s and 40s, and the body degrades to a point where it's like, okay, now we need triage. So how can people turn this around? What's the secret to solve most people's health problems?
The first secret is to really get in touch with your symptoms. We start everything out with what we call a symptom checklist. The number one symptom that patients present to their doctors with today is basically, doc, I'm tired. I'm fatigued all the time. I can't get through my day. And then 60% of Americans don't sleep well at night, right? So insomnia, and they're popping Lunesta and Ambien and all this. And then we're kind of becoming the Prozac nation. We feel depressed. We feel lethargic. Anxiety is another huge thing that patients present with. And they're not getting the solutions. You know, I like to say that everything that the body is expressing itself with that is uncomfortable or that is an annoying symptom that maybe you've been dealing with for 5, 10, or 15 years of your life, the root cause is either a hormonal deficiency or imbalance or a nutritional imbalance or deficiency. In 99% of the cases, things can be resolved by figuring out what is the root cause, what is deficient, what is missing, and by replacing that, the body has its own innate intelligence to actually heal itself.
So how can we find out about those things, if they're off or if they're functioning well, and where we need the help?
So it all really starts with pretty extensive blood tests. And most people go see their physician once a year. They get some lab work done. And what happens is they get told that, hey, everything looks normal. You're healthy. Everything's good. A lot of people today, because their cholesterol level is over 200, are getting put on statin drugs. I can tell you this. There's never been a medical study that shows that a statin drug prevents the first heart attack. There is not one study in all of medical literature that shows you that's benefit. But the intention of the big medical complex is that over half of Americans should be on statin drugs. And what they do is they actually leach lean muscle mass into your bloodstream. A lot of people that are on statin drugs, they feel like sitting on the couch and not doing anything because they have muscle pain and things like that. So that's just one example of going to get your lab work done by a practitioner or a doctor that may be the greatest person in the world and you love them, but they haven't been trained in the art and science of hormone optimization. So when they look at a lab slip, they look at everything as normal. And I want to put in the word for your age. Everything is normal for your age.
Got it. I have seen this. I've lived it. I know exactly what you're saying. They have a normal that is in a certain range, in air quotes, and it's very different when you go to a practitioner who's there for your health and well-being, and they see something different. So you mentioned hormones. I want to get into that a little bit because I know you've said there are testosterone and estrogen myths and facts. First, I want to go through, what are the myths of testosterone and estrogen?
So the myths that people in America have heard, you know, whether it's from the Wall Street Journal or sound bites on television, is that testosterone has an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. That's probably the main myth that everybody's heard. There is not one piece of scientific evidence or literature to support that position. As a matter of fact, there were 9 experts in the world that were rounded up. They were led by Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler out of Harvard. He is the prostate guru for men's health and everything. He rounded up 9 of the world's experts. They reviewed all of the available medical literature in the world and did not find one thing to say negatively about administering testosterone. The only thing that testosterone does for men's health is improve quality of life. And there's more and more data coming out also as that improves the life and the health of women. Women make and need testosterone. It is one of the first hormones to go as women age. From about the age of 20 to 40, women lose about 50% of their testosterone production every year.
That's huge. Oh, my God. And I'm just out of curiosity, for the men, is the only way for them to administer the testosterone, is it through one of those big honking shots they have to do in their thigh? Or are there other ways they could get it to their system? Not so scary.
There's a couple ways to do it. You can use creams and gels, and there's different places to apply those creams and gels for optimal absorption. You can do the shots. So shots are laced in either cottonseed oil or a different kind of oil, and it gets put into the muscle tissue. So it really doesn't belong in the muscle. And it has to go through the liver to kind of separate the synthetic nature of that kind of testosterone that's given with shots. But still, men have benefit. Women have benefit. There's just my favorite way of doing testosterone replacement therapy is using something called pellet therapy. They're little things about the size of a grain of rice. They get inserted in the fatty part of your hip. Women get them every 3 to 4 months. Men get them every 4 to 5 months. And they just keep you at very even, optimal levels. The body builds blood vessels around those little pellets. And then as your blood flows around the pellet, you're absorbing the hormone that you need in your body.
All right. And facts. What are facts about testosterone and estrogen? Why should we be looking? I mean, you've talked a little bit about between the ages of 20 on up to 40, 50%. That's a big number to be losing over that time. I can tell you, I can testify, I know the difference before and after, but I'd love to hear from you. What are good facts about testosterone and estrogen?
So the good facts, I want to touch a little bit on estrogen too, and maybe touch on a myth. I mean, most people have the myth in their mind that estrogen causes breast cancer. And there is no good evidence to support that. That myth comes from the Women's Health Initiative that was abruptly halted in 2002. And if you look at the data today, you cannot even look at that data and say that the synthetic form of estrogen, meaning the drug known as Premarin, actually increased the risk of breast cancer. It was the synthetic progesterone, or a drug called Provera, that was in that study that increased the risk of breast cancer to women. All right. Now, estrogen has over 400 functions in the body. And when women go from peri or premenopause over to menopause, you have a massively increased risk of heart disease and stroke with less estrogen. Estrogen is a maintainer type hormone, maintains bone, maintains collagen, maintains memory. I mean, we see the Alzheimer's risk in our culture today. Estrogen deficiency is one of the leading reasons for Alzheimer's. And there's data coming out now that by replacing estrogen appropriately and properly, we can even do something to prevent Alzheimer's. And the data is even showing that we can do stuff to reverse Alzheimer's.
Wow. Let's all absorb that, because that's pretty cool.
It is cool. And testosterone, you asked about that. Testosterone is protective to the heart. It's protective to the bones. It's protective to the brain. Testosterone is a vasodilator. It opens up your blood vessels, which means more oxygen, more nutrition, more blood flow to every part of your body. And your heart has more testosterone receptors than any other organ in the body. And heart disease, or cardiovascular disease, is the number one killer of both men and women in this country. So we have to do something to protect the heart. And it is the natural hormone that our body has been trying to make all of our lives, that when we replace it, because we're not making it anymore, things come back to functioning optimally.
Yeah. And as well, I will add things like muscle. And I don't mean like a bodybuilder, but I mean, you want your bones to stay strong. It's super important. And if you're working out, you want to get the benefit. Energy, super important. Libido, bing, bing, bing. If you've lost that, definitely you want to get your hormones tested. And I'll say, one of my best girlfriends started saying all of a sudden, I don't feel like myself. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I'm moody. I feel kind of depressed, and I've never been a depressed person. And she started listing these qualities of life that were going downhill. But honestly, as soon as she said, I don't feel like myself, that was a big red light for me, because that's exactly how I felt when I knew I had to get hormone replacement. We sent her to a doctor. She had the blood test. It came back. Sure enough, he's like, I can't believe, the doctor said, I can't believe you even get up in the morning. You have like no testosterone at all.
Right.
So she's starting a regimen and starting to feel like a human again. This is super big information. And is there anything else here we didn't cover about this?
Yeah, I can tell you that one of the very important things over the last 10 years in the medical research and data is vitamin D3. The data is showing that if your vitamin D3 level, which is technically a hormone, it's the sunshine hormone. So when you're in the sun without sunscreen, your body is making vitamin D3. We use sunscreen a lot. We're really not out in the sun. Therefore, we have to supplement it to the tune of about 5,000 to 10,000 IU a day. The range on, when you look at a lab slip on vitamin D3, is between about 20 and 100. Most Americans, when they get their tests done, they come in the 25, 30, 35 range. The data is clear, though, that if your D3 level is below 50, you have a 50% increased risk of all types of cancer. And for women, you have a 6-fold increased risk of breast cancer, just with your vitamin D3 level being below 50. The other important hormone is thyroid. We have 52 million Americans walking around with what we call hypothyroid symptoms. What are they? Cold hands, cold feet, receding eyebrows, bad hair, bad skin, bad nails, unexplained weight gain, lethargy, fatigue, and just not feeling yourself. Just like your girlfriend said, I'm just not feeling myself. And what happens is as we age, we lose the enzyme that converts something from what we call T4 to T3. And our cells need T3. And most of your endocrinologists out there will not get this. They will look at your TSH test. They will look at your T4 test. And if they fall in normal range, they will not treat your thyroid deficiency.
So I'm going to break, but I have to ask you here. I got to get a couple of lines in because I know people are feeling you out there. How did you get here, Gunther? Because once upon a time, weren't you working? You were working in food and beverage. Then you were in renewable energy and bioidentical hormone replacement, health and wellness. And I think once upon a time, you told me that you were, I forgot the type of engineer, but some type of engineer. I mean, it's amazing, and I get the background, but this, you are so clear and articulate. You're so cutting edge. How'd you get here, and why this?
One of my best friends, she's no longer with us today. She passed away about a year ago, but I knew her for 20 years. And she was going from doctor to doctor to doctor to try to figure out what was wrong with her. She developed everything, even head tremors and things like that. She tried vegan diets, vegetarian, cleanses, you name it, everything under the sun she tried. And what happened was finally someone said, did you ever get your hormones checked? And she said, well, no, I don't think anybody's checked my hormones. So she went and got her hormones checked, again, by a practitioner or a doctor that has been trained to do this. You don't get taught this in medical school. You have to have the passion to understand the art and science of hormones, and you have to seek additional training as a medical doctor. That's what I do with the medical doctors. I guide them to where to get the training, to get the understanding and the information so that they can administer these services to their patients. So she got her hormones optimized. She got testosterone. I mean, before she got it, she was taking a nap at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. She had two kids. She was a respiratory nurse therapist, had no libido, really no interest in life, had to go to bed early, no energy, couldn't work out, anything like that. She got her hormones optimized. She got her life back. Her husband got his wife back, okay? Mm. Revolutionized who she was. And unfortunately, not as a result of the hormone therapy, but she had some genetic issues that we found out later on where she did not detox. It's like she never sweat in her life. Okay. Uh-huh. Never broke a sweat. There's a very rare condition, but eventually wound up in a pancreatic, condition that, she did not survive. And, but again, what I talk about in hormones is quality of life. And I've seen now tens of thousands of patients through the physicians and the practices that I work with get their life back. And what I wanted to touch on earlier is we need to get in touch with these symptoms. We've been told that it's normal. It's normal to feel this way as we age. And I'm here to tell everybody as the Vibrant Health Guru, it is not normal. And the reason everybody takes it as normal is because 50 or 100 years ago, we didn't live this long. People left the planet at 50, 55, 60, 65 years old. I always joke that that's why they set the retirement age at 65, because you weren't supposed to collect any of those checks, right? You were supposed to be gone already. And today we're living to 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 100 years old. What is your body going to feel like when you're 85? Are you still going to have a libido? You're still going to want to have sex? You're still going to ride your mountain bike and, you know, your fun bucket list that you started the show with here? Are you going to have the energy? Are you going to have, you know, the body that can do those fun things the way you visualize them today? Are you actually able going to be, you know, be able to participate in those activities as your years move on?
That is so compelling. Thank you. That is a component of creating dreams I never considered, but how right you are. How can we actually achieve and enjoy our dream if we don't have the body to live it out fully in that's not healthy? So this is such an important conversation. You're going to want to stay with us because when we come back, I'm going there. I'm going to be asking Gunther about sexual dysfunction. And you are listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. I'll be right back. Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's debbied.net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionsconsultant.com.
Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You're invited to receive a visibility strategy session. It's a call, and it moves your business forward. The session helps you get clear on what's holding you back and uncover how to better reach your clients. We're accepting applications, so send your interest to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. daretodreamradio@gmail.com. If you feel like Moses wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a 45-minute call with a visibility media expert. If you're ready to get direction for books, web presence, bestsellers, media, and interviews, get your visibility strategy session today. Put the words visibility strategy session in the subject and email daretodreamradio@gmail.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Gunther Mueller at VibrantHealthGurus.com. So Gunther, I do want to talk about sexual dysfunction. I think it's not talked about, and I also think it's prevalent. So in your line of work and your expertise, what do you see? What do you know about sexual dysfunction?
So what I know is that sexual dysfunction is prevalent. If you just go, it's been in the news a lot lately, the Me Too thing and all that. The statistic is that 1 in 2 women have potentially been abused in some way. Okay. And those things can cause dysfunction as well with either injury, things that, of course, can be repaired, you know, and things that can be fixed. On the other side of things is diet, lifestyle, exercise issues. We see a lot of this happening on the male side. where sexual function and performance is not optimal, right? In women, you mentioned it in the last segment, libido going away, that is related to hormonal balance. So there's a myriad of things that need to be looked at: mental health, behavioral health, physical health, hormonal balance, nutritional balance, all that stuff coming together to really get to a place where we, you know, feel and function and perform sexually at optimal levels, where it's kind of like working the way we've always imagined it to work, right? The problem is there's a discontentment with the reality of how things are working because it doesn't line up with our imagination sometimes.
Totally. And there's such a shock for people. I was just at a workshop and there was a gathering of women. I mean, really professional, successful women, beautiful women. And I was listening to them talk about like zero, not just zero libido, but also the atrophy of their genitalia, the painful kind of intercourse that they quote unquote endure. And the bottom line is what it was like in the 20s, which was easy and juicy and fabulous. And suddenly here they are, no libido, no interest, and a lot of pain. So the association is very poor to want to do a sexual act.
Exactly. So, you know, men live through life a little bit differently than women. Women, I think, more inclined to participate in those activities if it was actually enjoyable, right? But if every time you engage in that activity, it is painful, you're very soon going to come to the point where you don't want to participate. And if your OBGYN or your doctor doesn't have a relevant solution for you, I got to give you an example like this. I mean, this is how terrible sometimes the medical establishment is. I know of a patient that went in to see her OBGYN and she was complaining of dyspareunia or pain during intercourse, right? Mm-hmm. And the doctor, of course, recommended some lube, right? Which is a very baseline, you know, entry level solution. They don't work that well. They work for a very short amount of time. But again, I'm about what is the root cause as to why a woman would be experiencing vaginal dryness or pain during intercourse? What is the reason? And this doctor really asked this woman a question. She said, "Well, is your husband having a problem with it?" And that is just shocking.
Awesome.
But I know that your listeners will resonate with that because a lot of times women feel like they're not heard. They're not being listened to. They did a study that 85% of women surveyed said they would like to have a conversation with their doctor about sexual function. But then also 75% of those women said they felt like their doctor would just ignore the condition and not really address it properly. So it's a huge issue in our culture that there is an issue, but most women don't feel like there's a place to go. So, I mean, as you know, I have another practice that I'm associated with. It's called the Intimate Wellness Institute in Palm Springs. It's right across the hall from the other practice that I'm associated with called Preventive Medicine Centers. You can find that at iwipalmsprings.com. And what we focus on there is the latest, you know, advancements in technology and laser therapy to treat things that result from, let's say, just a simple thing of childbirth. Childbirth can create a lot of damage. And post-childbirth, things don't go back to the way they used to be, and it creates issues going forward. Those issues can be addressed.
I want to ask you about the healing part because you mentioned iwipalmsprings.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
URL? Yeah, as the place people can go to find out more, and that, you know, this is a very highly professional expert office that does do this cutting edge work. Tell people some of the things they can do. What kind of medicine actually, or machines or cutting edge technology, what serves and helps people heal who are having this dysfunction sexually?
So a lot of what happens in women is, again, it ties to nutrition, hormonal balance. And so when these symptoms start, you know, showing themselves, is usually in the mid-30s, right? When you're in your 20s, you don't really have issues with that. And of course, there's always exceptions to everything that I'm going to say. There's this bell curve and there's always outliers. So, I mean, we have young patients as well, but generally it happens in your 30s where things start drying up, lubrication is not as good. And this is just an aging that's happening because the body is not being replenished with that which it needs to maintain that optimal state of health. So we use lasers. We specialize in using what's called the DIVA laser. It's a laser built by Cyton. It is the state-of-the-art vaginal rejuvenation laser today. Not everybody has it. There's a lot of practices out there that buy, let's say, less expensive technology. This is the Cadillac. This is the Ferrari of vaginal rejuvenation. And, you know, I'll be honest with you here. There was just a notice that came out from the FDA just a few weeks ago, you know, alerting women and warning women that there could be risk associated with vaginal rejuvenation. The equipment that we're using at that clinic has never had an issue with anyone. There are lesser technologies out there, and women should be aware of that. But DIVA is rated 98% worth it on Real Self. So
I just want to interject something here. And the reason why I laughed is I was at the opening ceremony for your business, which was totally fun in Palm Springs. And the reason why I'm laughing is I haven't experienced some of the things I know you're going to mention, but there was a woman there who was so vocal, no filter, God bless her, who was telling everybody VO shot. And her guy was there and she was saying, changed our sex life. We're doing it again.
Right.
So, you know, au contraire to what you're saying is being reported out there, people in real life are saying, like, you got to do this. This is the thing to do with the mic drop. That is actually affecting great change.
Yeah, and one of the issues that women wrestle with is incontinence. You know, 50% of women are dealing with some level of incontinence. And what are the solutions that are being offered to them? I know at Intimate Wellness Institute, we can optimize that and we have positive results using something like the O-Shot. So the O-Shot is something that was developed to create you know, enhanced orgasmic response, better feeling and function in that area. But we've also found that it really treats incontinence very well. It may take one or two or three treatments to do that, but it's very effective. And, you know, some people maybe balk at the cost of it. Also, what I always tell women that are dealing with that, you're already spending that money in products that you need, whether it's extra dry cleaning or whatever. You know, you're already spending extra money because you have that symptom or that issue, and getting it treated quickly and professionally and effectively, you know, you're not wasting money. It's true treatments. And then when we're talking about the pelvic floor and the vaginal area, hormones play a huge role in that. If you are estrogen deficient or progesterone deficient or testosterone deficient, you're going to lose feeling and function in that area. Right? We've already talked about libido. It's connected. So testosterone is part of that desire center in the brain. Women need it. They've been making it. The ovaries produce testosterone. It's not just for men.
Yes. And so just to further this, and of course, go to iwipalmsprings.com. He's talking about the DIVA laser, which is a painless way to get rejuvenation. There's O-Shots, there's PRP, stem cell. I think you help men with ED, right?
I do. And we've had so much success with that. I mean, we're over a 93% success rate. So I want to put that caveat there. I don't know of any medical therapy or technology that works 100% of the time. Okay. There isn't one. So, you know, is there a chance of something not working? Yes, there is a chance of it not working. But what we're seeing is over 90% success rate, which is phenomenal in any medical technology. What we do for the men is we use an acoustic sound wave therapy. So this is non-invasive, it's non-drug, and it's basically just sound waves going into the penis, displacing the microplaques that have developed in the blood vessels, because everything about an erection is blood flow. And so if we can restore blood flow, we solve the problem. And we don't need implants, we don't need shots, we don't need Viagra or Cialis and all that kind of stuff, which are just temporary solutions. We are treating the true root cause of why men develop erectile dysfunction. Let me tell you that 30% of men over 30 are dealing with it, 40% of men over 40, and 50% of men over 50 are dealing with this. And it's usually the women that get their guys in to get looked at.
Oof, powerful stuff. And so don't just live with this. Like, this doesn't have to be your quality of life. You can have the best quality of life. You can have everything and intimate relationships. You can really enjoy yourself. And pleasure in all forms, I think, is very important for being alive today. So do not deny yourself. This is a cutting edge place that's having great results. We're going to take a break. And when I come back, I want to ask a little bit about vitamin supplements, nutrition in our final portion. And also, what does Gunther dare to dream? Remember, you can subscribe to Dare to Dream. We are so many places syndicated. It's iTunes, Spreaker, YouTube, Stitcher, etc. Just leave a review and 5 stars because it counts. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Hi, Debbie Dashinger here from Dare to Dream podcast, award-winning, and heard live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. To be a featured author in this compilation, go to debbid.net/anthology. Seeking men and women to become a published best-selling author this year. Apply at debbid.net. The unique offer includes writing a chapter or being interviewed and having your interview transcribed. The book will be launched to international bestseller. The authors will be interviewed on 3 podcasts, global press release, book video trailer, authors featured in published magazine, transcription, editing, book interior, and cover professionally done. You can write about health, business, spirituality, relationships, and more. Go to debbid.net/anthology. These applications will go fast. You can be a published author this year. Registered, debbid.net/anthology.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Gunther Mueller at vibranthealthgurus.com, and then his facility is iwipalmsprings.com. So I want to start with, just pulling back the curtain a tiny bit here so people understand my excitement at just this by the way, for everybody listening, this is just an exposure to what's possible. Because Gunther, if you ever have the good grace to sit down and talk to him, he is so knowledgeable about all these things. And so this is divine, and because my audience understands that as well, I was at a workshop. I was being featured as an icon of influence with like 39 other people. And when it was done, we had a nice little party out in a patio at this beautiful hotel. There were 200 of us gathered. I'm talking to somebody, and I have this weird feeling, this great feeling. I look way across the patio, see this guy, and it's like, I know I have to meet him. I'm supposed to meet him. And as I'm thinking this, this guy, who is Gunther Mueller, sees me, starts walking across that entire length over to me. I had to excuse myself from the conversation I was having, turn my attention on Gunther. We introduced. I said, what do you do? He told me, and I was like, oh, that's incredible. I asked him if he'd heard about a particular autoimmune disease. Not only had he heard, but he understood intimately what I was talking about. And I said, well, I'm thinking about doing X, Y, Z. And he said, don't. I'm going to offer you something much better. So fast forward, because that was April. Here we are, 5 months later. I had a consult in Palm Springs. I've been doing the protocol. And it's so funny because it's not sexual dysfunction like what we were talking about before. It's something different. But it was very important. If you've ever had an autoimmune disease, quality of life, it's huge. And being told your whole life, nothing you can do about it, nothing you could do. And my joke to all my women friends in chat rooms is that's because there's not a penis involved. Because if a penis was involved, there would be a cure. And what I want to say is I've been there twice. I have like three more times to go. And things have turned around so much that I can't even talk about it yet. Like, I have to hold on to this to make sure, but I am having miracles happen. And I'm not kidding. This is not fluff and stuff, and I don't get paid to say this. So this is how big it is, what he's talking about. So thank you, Gunther. And I know it was the universe putting us together.
Yeah, I definitely felt that myself. There was a reason that we needed to talk that day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
vitamins, supplements, nutrition, if you can just talk about top things we should be looking at or taking. You mentioned earlier, I just want to reiterate because I thought it was important, D3,
yeah.
5,000 to 10,000, is it milligram a day?
Yeah. Yeah, 5,000, 10,000 milligrams. But the key thing also is you want your D3 in combination with a vitamin called K2. Now, this is a little known vitamin. Most people don't know it, but 98% of Americans are deficient in vitamin K2. It was discovered by a dentist, and it's only available in grass-fed animal protein. So you can eat as many vegetables as you want. You're not getting vitamin K2. It needs to be supplemented. There's a Japanese delicacy called natto, which, you get in some of your finer grocery stores and things like that. I don't think it tastes very well, so I'm not going to be eating that. That's not how I'm going to get my K2. I'm going to supplement it. So we at our clinics, preventive medicine centers, Get Well Scottsdale, Intimate Wellness Institute, we like a product called ADK. So it's vitamin A, it's vitamin D3, and it's vitamin K2 together. They're three fat-soluble vitamins that work in harmony with each other. A lot of things in the body are based on an entourage effect, right? So if I just get my vitamin C from a pill bottle, it's a lot different than eating an apple, right? So when I'm eating an apple, I get like 60 different things, and they're synergistic and they're good for my physiology. If I'm just getting my vitamin C from ascorbic acid, it's still good for me. My body can use it, but it's not the best, right? So the main point I want to share with your listeners about supplements is you're not doing yourself any favors by going to a big box store and just getting the cheapest supplement out there. You have to understand absorption is key. Mm. You can only absorb 35% of that which you take. Okay. And most people have gut issues. Mm-hmm. So looking at the gut, understanding probiotics, everybody out there that's on an antacid right now needs to figure out how to get off of that. It's one of the worst things that you can do. And it's because actually you don't have enough acid in your stomach. that you're throwing a fire extinguisher on the acid that you already have. Now you're not digesting your food very well. So undigested food goes into the small intestines and into the large intestines, and it becomes toxic. You're absorbing that stuff through what we call leaky gut syndrome now. So now you have toxins in your bloodstream. That fires up your immune system. Talk about an autoimmune disease, mm-hmm. right? And these are things that trained physicians, you know, you hear integrative medicine, you hear functional medicine, you hear hormonal medicine. These are practitioners that have gone the extra mile to understand how our physiology works. And there's, you know, you need D3, you need K2, you need some good omegas. Our trans fatty, you know, oil fast food industry, you're getting plenty of omega-6s. What we need is omega-3s and omega-9s for brain health. Okay, we have to supplement the body. So if you're eating fish, salmon, tuna, stuff like that, you're getting some omega-3s, but still very important to supplement those to optimal levels.
Beautiful.
A good mineral complex. I just want to say minerals, yeah. mm-hmm. very important.
Fabulous. And I think there's stuff on your website, and I just looked up ADK, and I see BioTE, which you're associated with. So check this out and more. Look, he's got blogs, he's got radio shows. You can call into his show and so forth. Write to him to get connected with some of these things. And right here at the end, a sentence, please. This is Dare to Dream, Gunther. What are you next Dare to Dream?
You know, I'm dreaming about getting back into flying. Be a private pilot long time ago. Want to get back into flying and kiteboarding. Those are my dreams. Just some physical activities that I have really put on the back burner that I want to put back on the front burner.
Thank you, Gunther, for sharing your brilliance on Dare to Dream today. I appreciate you being here.
All right. Thank you so much.
And I end today's show with this thought. I wish you lasting serenity, loving relationships, and all the gifts that come from living in the light. Thank you, my amazing listeners, for sharing your time with us, and may your light be a blessing to the world. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Christy Whitman. She's a mega author, CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, a 12-month Law of Attraction coaching certification program. I know you've heard of her, and she's going to rock this show. Remember to subscribe to Dare to Dream and have the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.